talk about what going there is and what have you been talking about in other cities, and talk about the series itself.
Well, Matt, it's great to speak with you, first of all. I hope it's okay if I say that. I miss you.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you.
I miss you in Washington. I miss your voice. So it's great to have a chance to actually work with you in Asheville, and I'm really going to look forward to seeing you there. This is our third season of Going There. And it's a very unique project. It's a partnership with member stations. We collaborate over the topic and the place and the topic, certainly. And what we're really doing is we're taking a story that we know as a story locally, but it's also a story nationally. And it's a little bit counterintuitive because, you know, a lot of times people think that the media looks for things that are strange. You know what I mean? Things that are like strange or that are outliers or that, you know, this has never happened before. But with Going There, we're looking for stories that we all know are stories. And we're looking for a place where we think people have local expertise. They've thought a lot about it. And it's a story that's both local and national. And we go to a place where people are living that story. And we're finding people who are in that community who are experts on the story. And we bring that to a national audience. And it's not just an evening of discussion, although obviously we think discussion is important. This is NPR. But it also has live performance. We always have some kind of performance, some sort of cultural aspect of it. It's really a great evening out. And I think it's a very unique evening. I don't think you're going to find another evening like it over the course of, even if you go out a lot, I don't think you're going to find another evening like it. And I'm really looking forward to coming to Asheville.
So what was it about Asheville that made it the city you wanted to come to next?
Well, you know, we've been looking at stories that, as I said, are kind of hiding in plain sight. Like, for example, in Dallas, we talked about the ethics of football because everybody knows that, you know, Texas is a football state and Dallas is a football town. And we find that people who are kind of living the story are already having the kinds of conversations that maybe people elsewhere are just starting to have. So this whole question of, you know, we are in a moment where I know we just finished a national election, and we know there's a lot of conversation about the economy and what state the economy is really in. But for a lot of people, these really are boom times. Things really are good for a lot of people. A lot of communities really are reviving. They're transforming themselves. And Asheville has always been awesome, but Asheville has become hot. And as a consequence, a lot of people are moving there. They are enjoying what is already there, like, a terrific natural resources, you know, wonderful outdoor activities, you know, great quality of life, you know, beautiful mountains. And they're bringing another element to it that, you know, celebrity chefs, you know, great food, you know, the maker movement, all kinds of people who are interested in kind of a different quality of life, for example, than they might be able to find in a big city, perhaps, you know, cheaper resources, cheaper labor. But the consequence of a place becoming hot means that that place becomes transformed. And one of the things we want to talk about is, what does that mean? And this is a story that is a story. It's certainly a story in Asheville, but we also see it as a story in lots of other places. Like Washington, D.C., for example, has become a food town. And, you know, what does that mean? It's become hot. A lot of millennials are moving to places like Washington for all kinds of reasons. So what happens when neighborhoods that were previously undiscovered, and I'm putting that in, you know, air quotes, because they were certainly discovered by the people who already live there, become attractive to newcomers. You know, on the one hand, it's great, you know, property values rise. A lot of people are enjoying that. They're enjoying the new amenities. They're enjoying new options for entertainment and, you know, recreation, you know, food that weren't there before. On the other hand, maybe the kind of environment that drew you there to begin with is starting to change. You know, maybe you don't love all this hipness. So Asheville is one of the places that's experiencing this. It's only one of many. And we realize that Asheville is the kind of place where the story is very rich and very real, but it is also a national story. And that is why we think it's a great place to have this conversation.
And it sort of leads into my next question, which you already answered quite a bit already. But the topic is, what happens when your hometown gets hot for this event? And you've talked about some of the topics that will come up during the discussion. But what can people expect out of the discussion that you'll be having with this panelist, of all this panel of experts that we'll have?
Well, one of the things that we really enjoyed about this, about these events, is the opportunity to speak to people who really are experts in their own story. And so we will be bringing together people who are, you know, perhaps well-known to some in the community, perhaps not as well-known to others, but people who really have a sense of the history of the place, a sense of the importance of the story, a sense of the richness of the details. Sometimes we bring in, you know, an outside, you know, expert or an additional voice or somebody who adds an additional perspective on the issue. There will be a cultural element. There will certainly be, for example, in this instance, I don't want to give it all away, but there's going to be music for sure. There's going to be some kind of performance. So it'll be the kind of evening that you'll talk about. I can say, and I say this with all humility, you'll talk about it for a couple of days after you went, and it'll leave you with things to talk about. There will be things that sound familiar, but there will also be perhaps new insights, things that you hadn't heard before. For example, I want to give you an example of a previous event that we did last season in Fort Collins, Colorado, about water. You know, the future of water. Now, you know, for people out west, you know, water is a very important issue. It has been for quite some time. You know, Colorado is already living what other parts of the country are now starting to experience. This whole question, not just of water scarcity, but of water quality. And in that program, we had a Native American tribal leader who had been very active on the whole question of water rights. We had a rancher. We had a novelist who had written some really provocative novels about a world in which he envisioned a scarcity of water and what that would do to our relations. We also brought in somebody from Flint, Michigan, where a lot of people understand there is a very serious issue around the quality of water. And we had and so it was the kind of evening that even people there have been kind of living this issue for quite some time. They hadn't had the opportunity to have these voices brought together, to have this conversation together. And it was one of those things where, you know, again, not bragging, just reporting accurately, we had a hard time getting people to leave because they wanted to continue talking about it. And so those are the kinds of stories that we've been doing over the course of this series. We've talked about diversity in theater in New York. As I mentioned, we talk about the ethics of football in Dallas. We talked about water in Fort Collins, Colorado. We've talked about policing in Los Angeles. And so we talked about gentrification in Pittsburgh, which is similar to what we're talking about in Asheville, but in Pittsburgh, it's a little bit different because there, you know, you're talking a lot about questions of, you know, you're talking about a mature industrial city that has really transformed itself into, you know, it regularly turns up on the lists of like the top 10 most livable places in the country to live. It's become a medical center. It's become, you know, a powerhouse both in medical innovation and in providing services of, you know, at a very high level. But there's a real conversation there about the people who have been left behind, or the people who don't have the skills to participate in this new economy, or who feel that they have been left out of those conversations. So those are the kinds of conversations we've been having over the course of the last couple of years of the Going There series. And I think the conversation we're having in Asheville is going to feel very real to people across the country who live in cities or in neighborhoods, for example, that have been rediscovered, revitalized, discovered by some who didn't appreciate who didn't appreciate them before, but whose values, whose virtues have become apparent. But that has come with changes for the people who've already been there. And we're going to talk about what that means, because sometimes those changes are invisible to the newcomers. If you're coming from, say, a high-cost city, a city that, you know, where housing prices are high, and you're coming to a place like Asheville where, relative to what you've been paying, it seems very affordable, you know, you're like, yay. But if you're a person who's used to a certain affordability and people can outbid you, for example, that's an emotional shock. That's something that has to be dealt with and thought through. So we're going to dig into a lot of these issues, but we're also going to have some fun, man. I have to tell you, we are going to have some fun. These evenings are lively. They are engaging. And we have found that people have really enjoyed the opportunity to talk about these issues both in a serious way and in a respectful way, but also in a way that helps them to enjoy the evening And I'm just really excited about the opportunity to have this conversation.
Well, Asheville is Beer City, so coming here and not having fun would be sort of defeating the purpose.
You got that right.
That's right. And you mentioned you had done a show in Fort Collins, Colorado before this, and we just want to say that's where New Belgium Brewing started. They brought their second brewery to Asheville. So you guys are on the New Belgium tour.
We are on the tour. That's right. We are on the tour.
And lastly, the tickets have sold out already for the show, showing how much Western North Carolina loves NPR and public radio without question. So for the people who won't be able to be there in attendance that night, how can they be able to see the event and participate in it?
You know, I'm so glad you asked that, because we have always had a social media component to these conversations, in part because, as I mentioned, these stories are local, but they are also national, and people across the country do like to participate. So we live stream. And if you are interested in watching the event live, you can go to npr.org/going there. You can go on Facebook at NPR Michelle, and that's M-I-C-H-E-L. It's an unusual spelling. You can blame my parents. You can always join the conversation on Twitter. We always have a simultaneous Twitter conversation going. The hashtag is Hot Hometown. And you can also join it at NPR Michelle on Twitter as well. So we have lots of ways to participate in the conversation. It will be live streamed. And we love that we're able to do this because, you know, let's face it, you know, sometimes even if you could get a ticket, maybe, you know, that babysitter isn't available that night. You know, maybe you're still paying that babysitter fee from New Year's Eve, or it just isn't isn't possible for you to go out to a live event, but you still want to participate. There are lots of ways to participate. So live stream, Facebook, a simultaneous Twitter conversation, lots of ways to participate.
Michelle said, thanks so much for taking the time to talk to us today. And we can't wait for you to come down to Asheville in Western North Carolina and see why so many people are coming here.
And you're going to save me a beer.
I'll save you a couple. How about that? Get a list of beers and places you'd like already, and we can have them waiting for you as you come in.
Okay, I'm going to make sure that I just want to put that on the record that that's happening. Okay.